This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just about a week away from the dove season opener, and we're just very near some more hunting season. So hunting seasons are quickly approaching, and we're looking at some very good fishing. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a dove hunter, you know we've got about a week to go, and the outlook is not real bright. It does appear that the dove numbers are down a little bit this year, primarily due to the very wet and windy and rainy spring, but we'll see. We never can tell until the day really arrives. And the Department of Natural Resources biologists are asking for help in tracking a fatal deer disease. Landowners, hunters, and concerned citizens are asked to be on the lookout for dead or dying deer in the coming weeks. And the reports suspected cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is EHD, to their local DNR field office or to the Wildlife Disease and Invasive Species Program. The DNR is especially interested in sick or recently dead animals, as staff may be able to collect tissue samples in order to confirm the presence of the EHD virus. Now, this is a viral disease that white-tailed deer have and can cause localized die-offs when conditions are favorable for transmission. Numerous cases of EHD were reported in Illinois during the drought conditions of 2012, and that was one of the worst years for EHD reports in Illinois on record. But EHD was virtually absent in 2014. The virus is transmitted between deer and a midge that hatches from muddy areas along lakes, ponds, and rivers and streams. Infected animals develop a high fever, and dead animals are often found near water sources. Hunters may be encountering deer killed by EHD when they go out in the woods to hang tree stands and prepare for the upcoming deer hunting seasons. EHD typically outbreaks occur typically when freezing weather kills the insects that spread the disease. Now, EHD affects a few deer somewhere in Illinois every year. However, cases are more numerous during hot and dry summer weather conditions, and this has not been one of those years, so we're kind of hoping that that's not the case this year. While often fatal to deer, EHD is not hazardous to humans or pets, and EHD has been shown to affect livestock, however, so producers are encouraged to be vigilant as well. What about the season of 2015? Abundant spring and early summer rainfall would suggest that EHD should not be a problem. However, EHD has been confirmed in captive deer herds in west central Illinois, and rumors suggest that suspected EHD cases may be found in wild deer as well. So the EHD is still present, and we're hoping that it's not going to make much of an appearance this year. Also, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is announcing that they're honoring their volunteers this year during the state fair. They will honor a number of volunteers, in fact. Volunteers provide many valuable and important services to the people of Illinois through their work with the DNR, and from safety education programs to hands-on activities and instructions for kids, according to Director Wayne Rosenthal. Last year's Outstanding Volunteers of the Year included Connie and James Eskent of Sparta, and Jim and Connie Eskent and their team of volunteer host at a minimum six hunters safety courses each year, and in Randolph and St. Clair counties in southwest Illinois. In addition, they coordinate a boating safety course each year, and volunteer educators like Connie and Jim Eskent are the keys to success of Illinois' safety education programs. In addition, Ty Jones of Kewaunee will be honored during a ceremony at the park, and at the age of 15, Jones coordinated and completed his Eagle Scout project, which was a repainting of the Marina building and Red Earth Cafe at Johnson Sauk Trail State Recreation Area. The project was a daunting task given the two-story concrete building was some 30 feet in height with four projecting trusses 6 feet in length. Also honored will be Scott Prague of Penfields. Prague has been an invaluable volunteer instructor and coordinator for the National Archery in Schools program, traveling throughout Illinois to help the instructors training in schools. So we do have some very esteemed volunteers to be honored this week. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and then come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and it does look like we've got some pretty good fishing coming up here in the early or late weeks of summer, we'll say. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville, where the water still remains the highest, most of our lakes are now returning to normal. The lake is slowly falling, and currently about 5 feet over summer pool, and the water temperatures are running about 82 to 86. We talked with Steve Welch, fishing guide up there, and of course, slowed down the flow rate and has slowed down the migration of white bass from the Kaskaskia. So he switched this week to trolling crankbaits for crappie, white bass, and just about anything that'll hit a crankbait. He's longline trolling five rods and pushing two more. So seven crankbaits coming through the water on a line counter, reels for depth accuracy. That has kept him and his clients pretty busy. They're catching about 50 to 60 crappie a day and plenty of other fish while setting a nice chair and listening to the radio, and a pretty laid-back way to go fishing. The white bass, they're just not all that turned on yet. If you're looking for them, they've been seeing them busting the surface clear down by the dam at daylight and again in the evening. You can also catch them off the points at the north end with jigging spoons. Largemouth bass has been an early morning and evening affair, and they are catching some. In fact, there's some pretty nice ones coming in at times, so we're pretty much a hit and miss affair. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass, however, are rated excellent. Lots of fish being caught on plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits. The crappie fishing still excellent. Lots of crappie coming in. It's been good like that since early this spring, and it's not changed. Jigs are working very well, as well as quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs, small and medium minnows, and mealworms. And bluegill are rated good on crickets, worms, wax worms, mealworms, and small jigs, and the channel catfish, excellent, as it has been throughout the summer. All types of commercial and live baits working here. They're drift fishing over the main lake. Very often you'll see anglers drift fishing. They're also catching them at the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use area. So lots of action there on the catfish. And the white bass rated fair on jigs and curly tail grubs, inline spinners. They're fishing in the shallow braes near brushy cover and bushes, fishing along the rocks and drop-offs. And some of these fish are coming from the 154 bridge. At Carlisle, now the trollers are reporting some very good white bass action. It appears that these fish are scattered, so they're not really fooling them in any other way. It seems to be a trolling crankbait and sometimes a jig and crankbait combination, and they're finding pretty good success. The catfish, however, has been excellent. Lots of catfish coming in on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Trotliners also finding some very good success, as are jug fishermen, so there's lots of catfish to be had. The largemouth bass, once again, a morning and evening fare. Not all that great. It's probably fair at best right now for largemouth bass. In the tailwaters, they're also catching some pretty nice crappie. Not all that much in the lake, but in the tailwaters down the river, they're finding some nice catches of crappie on small jigs and minnows and jigs and minnow combinations. So we do have lots of good fishing to be had at our three Corps of Engineer reservoirs and our local lakes as well. Bass fishing in our local lakes has been very good. A morning and evening affair once again, as it is during the summer, but they're catching lots of bass, and the catfish bite also very good. So we're having some pretty good action to be enjoyed, and I think we'll see plenty more during the coming weeks. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.